This is Deborah Hebert. The date is March 30th, 2016, and this is an interview for the Azteca Dancers Grant Project. And please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Nicole Bernowski. It's spelled NicoleBornowski. And I was a member of the Azteca Dance Troupe back when I was in high school, but I actually started dancing with the dance troupe when I was in elementary school. Patrice Elias is a very good family friend, and she was already teaching at the high school and had the dance troupe going, and she had the idea of doing a clinic for little kids, much like they do a cheerleader or a railliner clinic, but it was a clinic for a Azteca dance troupe, and we would do it at the 16th of September celebrations that they used to have. They would have big ones, and we'd always do the clinic there, but she needed a boy and a girl to learn a dance and tour it around to all the elementary schools to get people involved, and so I was the girl, and Andrew Sanhueza was the boy, who was the son of Crystal Sanhueza, who was teaching at the time too. And so I actually got started doing that really young, and every year we'd go around and get people to come dance in our clinic, and then Patrice let me join the official dance troupe when I was in eighth grade because I just really loved it and wanted to start as soon as I could. So.
And when was this? What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school in 2003.
Okay. So you started dancing about 5 years before that. I mean, officially. But you had been dancing.
Yes, officially. Yes. And then I didn't stop until maybe 3 years ago. And that was only because I started teaching Zumba classes. And between teaching that and working a regular job, I just didn't have time to keep up with the practices.
So you would come back and help dance and teach?
Yes.
After you graduated? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Patrice always encouraged the dancers that once they graduated, if you wanted to keep it up and you could come and put in the practice time with people, that she would really enjoy that because we can help teach the younger members coming in.
It seems like there's so much to learn that there's high school's not really long enough to show it all off if you've spent all that time learning it.
Yes. So. Yeah. There's so many dances. So it was nice for her to have the older crowd so that we could teach the younger crowd and then just gain more experience as we went along. So
would you remember when the clinics stopped happening?
I can't remember a specific year. I know.
Were you in high school? Were they still going on when you were in high school?
I feel like they were done by the time I was in high school.
Okay.
I would say I was in middle school, so maybe like 1998, 1999, to where we stopped having them like that, because I know they would do the Fiesta King and Queen and stuff along with that, and I just remember it being a huge deal, but I don't think that we had one when I was actually in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you back? What kept you involved? You know, what attracted you as a child, and then what brought you back as an adult? I mean, because you've been involved for so long.
Yes. I love dancing. I love to watch dance. I just love dancing, and I love the music. My grandma and grandpa loved dance, and they were always dancing all the time. We go to Mexican dances, and so I just was really brought into that culture of dancing, and this is a fun and happy thing, and I just really enjoyed it. And Pat, being a close family friend, I was always kind of around it, and you know, when you're little and you see the older kids dancing in their costumes and stuff, I'm like, I want to do that. So I couldn't wait until it was time for me to do it. My brother actually was in the dance troupe too when he was in high school, so I got to see him and all of his friends be involved in it, and it just looked like a really fun experience to have, and just loved the music and everything about it. And it also makes you feel proud to do something from your culture. I'm Mexican American, and so it was nice. I can't speak Spanish. Like, I tried to learn Spanish, and I know it, but I don't have the accent that my family has. And so to be able to do something from my culture and really do well at it or really enjoy it, that made me want to do it even more.
So. Did you find anything particularly challenging about being part of the group?
When I was in high school, I was involved in a lot of stuff. So I did cheerleading. I was hard on myself with my grades. I wanted to get A's. I did other extracurricular activities. So I think the only struggle I would have was finding time to dedicate to it, because the dances are, once you start learning, it's easier to learn them because some of the steps kind of are similar to the other ones, but you really have to put the time and effort in to learn it, because Patrice won't let you go on if you're not practiced and put your time in. She's very fair about that.
She holds everybody accountable.
She does. She holds everybody accountable. So I would say that would probably be the biggest struggle that there was, but it wasn't a terrible struggle. That was just about it, because everything else about it is really fun. Really enjoyable.
So do you have a particular favorite memory? You were involved for so long, maybe you have more than one.
I always would love when we'd go to Chanute, Kansas.
I've heard that from everybody.
Have you?
Yes.
It was so much fun. They did the 16th of September fiestas, much like we did here. And I think I liked that part about it, of there's this big celebration, there was the king and queen, there is the dancing, just the whole tradition of it all. And so we would go every year. Sometimes we'd get a hotel and we'd spend the night and we'd perform. And that was one of my favorite places to perform, because they were always so excited to have us. Just lots of people. They were always so appreciative. And then we would stay and dance. They would have live music afterwards, and we'd stay and dance and eat. And that's probably every year of that was my favorite. And I even got to go back after I graduated as a sponsor. I got to go travel with them, and that was still a lot of fun. Probably one of my other memories I really liked was, we have a couple dances that you don't do very often, because like I said, there's so many steps. People leave and you lose things. So there was a dance where I had to buy a special outfit so that I was able to do it. And I was the only one that was able to do it with my partner. And that was really special to me, because I remembered when my brother was in the troop, they had a group and they would always do that dance. And it was always the best dancer got to do that dance, or the really talented one got to do that one. And so I felt so proud that Patrice let me go out there and do that dance. It really meant a lot. Yeah.
Why do you think that the Azteca Troupe is important to the Harvey County community?
I think it's important because it shows a different culture. It, especially with the dancing, it's more of a joyous thing that you can show about a culture. And I feel like when people listen to the music or watch people dance, it brings them joy, and it gets people involved in a cultural aspect they might not be involved with normally. So I think it's just really important. I mean, especially when we did the clinics, it was nice to see, you've got cheerleading, you've got rayliners, but then you had this Azteca that was open to everybody, and it taught some kids dances they would never be exposed to. And so I just think it's a really good thing to have in the community.
Do you think that the dance troupe is facing any particular challenges with how education is changing and just different things, or do you think it's, you know, do you see it just going forward, continuing on?
I see it going forward and continuing on, especially with Patrice. She's got a system that works. She's been doing it for years, and she always has students out there. And I mean, really, when you know how much work it takes to learn one of those dances, it's amazing she's able to direct the kids and get them to do a successful performance. So,
yeah, and I it has come up multiple times, like you said, with the family connections. Mm-hmm. That you see older siblings or older cousins or uncles, yes, whatever, that have done this. And, mm-hmm, and it just seems like an important thing that's being carried through a lot, yeah, of families in the community.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you or that you would like to share about Azteca that you haven't had a chance to?
I think I pretty much covered everything. It's just a really enjoyable moment in my life, and I hope they continue to go on. I know I'm into instructing Zumba now, and I probably wouldn't have done that had I not had my Azteca background. If you asked me to stand up in a room full of people and talk, I absolutely will not do it. But if you asked me to get up in front of a room full of people and dance, I have no problem doing it. And I think it's because of the Azteca background. Yeah. Gives you a confidence.
Well, let's hope that Mrs. Elias stays involved for a very long,
yes,
time. Like you said, she has a system and she,
yes,
has kids.
She's a critical piece of it, yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was, because my mother was in a dance troupe with Patrice back when they were in high school with my uncle.
Yes.
And I feel like her mother was the one that was instructing them back then. So she's been involved with it for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. If there's anything else that comes up, feel free to let me know. And okay. I really appreciate your time.
No problem.